Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Thomas. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Randy Elliott. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock takes first base on ball four. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Madlock moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grote fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Elliott. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Milner moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozilli. The throw from Sadik and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco strikes out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stearns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to second. Two outs. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0 for 1 in the game. Montefusco hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 2 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montefusco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Kuzman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews bunts towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner throws the ball in to Grote, who relays the ball to Randle, who tags Madlock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thomas scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darrell Evans now playing third base. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mozzilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Mozzilli reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair now playing left field. Roy Staker now playing third base. Jerry Grote now catching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey strikes out. One out. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0 for 2 in the game. Sadek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Kosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kosman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 3 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randle moves to second. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker bunts towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randall moves to third. Boisclair moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sadek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Mark Hill now catching. Joe Torre pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Randall scores. Boisclair scores. Staker moves to second. It's 5-1, Mets. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lavelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Staker moves to third. Torre moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grote is walked intentionally. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Elliott. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Staker scores. Torre scores. Grote goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Mets. Jerry Kosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kosman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Torre now playing first base. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Terry Cornut now pitching. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boisclair takes first base on ball 4. Randle moves to second. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staker strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.